Coming in for the morning grind, it's another brutal Monday out there traffic-wise. The 2 is slow and go to the 5. Single alert is bogging down the I-10. And if you're on the 405 freeway, you're probably already late for work. Now, if your boss gives you a hard time about it, you have him come down here and talk to Rachel.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Skip. But hey, speaking of bosses, after the break, we get to meet three guys who are chasing their dream of becoming their own bosses.
Stay with us.
And we're out. Very good, guys. Back in 90 seconds.
Casual, probably. Jesus Christ, Dale, you gotta stop sweating, pal.
Hey,
oh wow, you are wet.
Stop sweating. How do I stop sweating? I mean, guys, this is a big deal. I mean, we got everything riding on this, all right? We've quit our jobs. I have three children to think about now. How about that?
Okay, right, think about this, okay? You do a good job right now, you're gonna make your little boys very proud.
Girls.
Hmm?
I have three girls, dude.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, so what? You can't even tell that age. It basically looks like potatoes with arms.
Don't use potatoes.
I think that's what they look like to
him. They wear pink. I'm not wearing.
Well, a lot of guys wear pink. I have a pink polo shirt that I love wearing.
Can we get a roll of paper towels over here?
Can I get a roll of paper towels?
Why are you barking at people? He's saying please, and you're just barking.
Use your bad manners. And, buddy, dry your face.
He's really freaking out.
I feel like you guys should go home without me. Can you guys go home without me?
Well, I'm glad you said it. Why don't you wait in the car, buddy? It's a lot of sweat.
Stop it. This is going to be very easy. You have to calm down, okay? Look, Nick's going to hit him with facts and figures because he's the brains, right? All right? You're going to talk about how you and your wife fucked and made three little potatoes with arms, all right? You're the heart. Me, I'm going to do my thing, get in where I fit in. Boom.
That makes you the soul?
No, I'm the dick and balls.
Got it.
The soul. Why would I want to be the soul?
Just don't pass out, pal. Okay, just keep breathing.
See, this is going to be real easy. All we have to do is be ourselves.
But let's not be ourselves. Ourselves is a dumpster fire. Let's be better than ourselves. Let's try to elevate.
That's a good note. Nobody be themselves. Good tip.
We're back in 20 seconds. Hey, fellas. Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
All right, nice to meet you.
Hey, my man. There's trouble.
What are you waiting with us?
Dale Arbus. Pleasure to meet you, man. Thank you guys for coming out. This is going to be fun.
It is.
That zip all the way down?
And we're back in 5, 4. And we're back. You know, every week, we like to highlight local inventors and entrepreneurs in our Big Ideas Spotlight.
That's right, Mike. And today, we have three modern-day Edisons who've created a new shower gadget they hope to really clean up with. Welcome, Nick, Kurt, and Dave.
Pleasure to be here. Now, before we get into the product, can you tell us, what is it that inspired three regular Joes to go into business for yourselves?
Yeah, well, we were all working pretty terrible jobs for some awful bosses, and we just thought if we ever got a chance to be our own bosses, that we'd do things differently, and this might be our shot.
Yeah, so we didn't think we'd ever get the chance, but then our buddy Dale here had an amazing idea.
Don't go to Dale.
And, you know, we just started meeting together to talk about the invention instead of complaining about our jobs.
Hey, I think that's exciting. Well, Dale, you know, I just want to know, where did the idea come from for a new
job? I have three kids. So, that's the heart.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah, well, you had triplets. You had triplets.
In all honesty, it's too many. I'm pretty overwhelmed.
Well, he's got them on his mind, clearly. Let me answer the question. Dale had just gotten back from one of those self-service car washes, right, with the wand, with the soap.
Oh,
and
yes, got everything in the wand thing. Right, yeah.
He simply thought, why don't they make one of these for your body?
Yeah. And after we had a few beers, we came up with the shower buddy.
The shower buddy?
I'm sorry, that name's not official yet.
So. No, he's wrong. It is official.
I wanted the shower daddy.
Shower daddy is worse on pretty much every level, so.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Nick.
Well, it's better than having some strange dude in the shower with you.
Yeah, it's not some strange dude, Dale, as I've said many, many times. It's your buddy.
Well, why would your buddy be in the shower with you?
Why would your dad?
Uh-oh.
Don't scream on television.
Well, you know what? How about you fellas show us our little gizmo work? Right?
It's ready. Hey, it working. Oh, this is awesome.
So Kurt's going to go ahead and get in there, and he's going to turn on the shower. You're going to see the water come out. After a little bit of time, the shampoo is going to automatically be triggered out of the shower head.
No water pressure.
Use the blue handle.
No, there's no water pressure.
You know, there's a pump on the back. I can pump it up manually.
Right. Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
You got it?
All right, I got it.
Then automatically mixes with the water. Then shortly thereafter that, conditioner.
And then you shower in half the time.
Yeah. The average American, I don't know if you guys know this, spends about 50 hours a week working.
Hands cramping up.
Commuting. And if we can save you just 5 minutes every day. Oh,
God, too dry, right?
Yes, spin on it, spin on it.
Very nice. Yeah, if you move it up, it's better.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Look, guys, I'm so sorry. There's this little hole in the back. I'm going to stick my finger in it.
We don't really care how you get it. You just get it done, right?
Whatever it takes. Live TV.
Live TV. What are you going to do?
Here we go.
Oh, here it comes. Hey!
What's this a promise, okay?
Now, I'll go ahead and set it off there.
It's so cool. I want one.
You can't have this one. It's the only one. It's a prototype. But we're looking for partners to bring it to market.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. I'm sold. I want to invest.
We got one.
All right, man. Now, how would I get in touch with you guys?
You go straight to Niggerdale.
I'm sorry, what?
.com. It's our website. Niggerdale.com.
I'm positive I'm not hearing that right.
It's our names. Nick Kurt Dale.
Niggerdale. Y'all got to change that name.
I cannot believe we never said it out loud before.
It looks so good on paper.
Well, it was a nice dream while it lasted, but I think it's time we all go beg for our jobs back. Maybe just accept the fact that we'll always be cogs in the machine.
Wait, cogs in the machine? What is that?
Cogs.
You know what? You're right. We're not boss material. We're worker bees. We're grunts.
Oh, boy, that song. I can't hear that now. Just put it on vibrate.
Will you stop, please? Come on, I picked this song to inspire us.
It's not inspiring me.
Ooh, look at this. Unknown caller.
You just answer it.
Hello? Yep, this is one of the shower buddy guys. Mm-hmm. Really? Yes, no, of course. I know exactly who you are.
Look up Boulder Stream.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. No, we're very proud of the product. Yeah, if you just want to email us the details, that'll be fine.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, my email?
Not yours.
Yeah, it's fatballs@hotmail.com. It's fatballs at hotmail.com. All right, thank you. Yeah, no, see you tomorrow.
Wow.
Holy shit. Boulder Stream loves the shower buddy. Who the fuck is Boulder Stream?
Only one of the largest catalog retailers in North America. Nice.
See, when you're in a good mood, it's a good song. Bad mood, bad song. And that's art. That's good art.
See the free cookies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you clearly have. It's like four of those. You're going to toss it all over your face. You know,
really quick, guys, can we meet this guy? When you shake his hand, use your other hand and touch his elbow. It's classic.
I don't know. You
don't
need to do that.
No, watch him.
I'm not sure it's going to be...
How about that? It's not bad. It's really good. Yeah.
No, you got chocolate on your fingers. Now it's on my jacket.
I got
your finger on my leg. I don't need water that will stay.
There they are. They're my shower buddies. How are you in the flesh?
It's just like on that morning show. You're always fighting.
I love it.
Oh. Yeah, it's the...
Rex Hansen.
Oh, hey, Kurt Buckman.
Good
man.
To see you, Kurt.
Nice to see you.
Well,
too.
That's a classic handshake.
Yeah, sure.
Nick? Pleasure. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dale, I just learned
we can do it whichever way you want, buddy.
Right? To be clear, we're not racist.
Well, that's good. We can use that. Guys, why don't we grab the refreshments, the coffee, grab some cookies if you want. Let's head upstairs and talk about this product.
All right.
Is that quarterly?
Step inside. Dreams do come true. You guys good? You want something to drink?
Yeah, I'll
No, it's very early.
No, never mind.
Sorry.
I'm going to cut right to it, gentlemen. The shower buddy, a home run.
Well, Mr. Hansen, we couldn't be happier.
Mr. Hansen is my father. It's Rex. Please, sit down.
Great.
Get comfortable. Take a seat.
Okay, thank you. We want you to know that we are a company you can be very proud to be in business with. You know, our workers are all going to have health care. They're going to be proud.
Yeah, okay. I don't really give a shit about that. Do you see this? This is Jimi Hendrix's actual guitar.
Yeah.
The one he did the fire in the fingers thing with. You guys like cool shit like this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love cool shit.
Cool shit. Like fucking samurais?
Samurais? Sure.
Yeah. I knew you did. You get the business with me, you're going to have fucking loads of it.
And so you're offering to carry our product not only...
Check this out. Miss Lang, will you come in here a moment, please?
Now what? Who is it? Jesus fucking Christ.
Sweetheart, we were racking our brains. What's a beer can made out of?
Do you mean aluminium?
That'll be all, Miss Lang, thank
you. Okay.
And where does she go now?
Now that is the kind of cool shit you have to look forward to. Look, the best part about this whole deal, you're not even going to have to lift a finger. My company will assume all future product development, outsource manufacturing to China, and you gents will receive a handsome one-time development fee.
I want to dig in on the one-time fee thing because, you know,
see this football? This is the one where Peyton Manning threw it and the guy caught it in the back of his helmet.
Keep it.
Oh. You know, Rex, the one-time fee thing, we're not looking to give up control of the company.
Right. No, we want to handle all the manufacturing, and you guys do distribution.
What, you manufacture here in America?
That's the plan.
Yeah, we're trying to do the whole American dream thing.
Boys, I hate to break it to you, but the American dream, it's made in China. Now, look, I respect your naivete, but I'm afraid that this deal only happens one way. I did say handsome fee, right?
Can I have 1 minute? Just love to talk to my partners.
You got it.
Take your time. I'll be over here.
Oh, boy.
Man.
What do you guys think?
I don't want to say anything, but I think he means Eli Manning and not Peyton Manning, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Kurt.
I think she has an amazing fucking body, but that accent puts her over the top. I mean, it's insane.
Right. Agreed on both points. How about the deal?
Oh, the deal, yeah.
Yeah,
sweet, man. We got to take it.
We should take it.
Cool shit. He's got cool shit everywhere. Can you imagine having your own cool shit? But look at this place. I mean, these guys make loads of money selling stuff, and he just called our shower buddy a home run. I don't know why we'd sell a home run for a one-time fee.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I mean, I could really use the money for Stacy and the girls.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. I could use money.
Yeah, I get that, but maybe it's not just about the money. Maybe it's about never having to work for anybody ever again. Right? Being our own bosses. I say we bet on ourselves.
Me too.
All right.
I'm in.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay.
Rex! No deal.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're betting on ourselves.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, and no hard feelings. Honestly, we really appreciate the offer.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can respect that. Take some serious balls to walk away from $3 million.
Hang on. $3 million? We'll take that.
Sorry, offer's off the table.
We'll take half. Half is fine. Well, can we have half?
Ship sailed. Thank you so much for coming in. Dale, I'm going to need that ball back. Good luck building something in America.
You know, I built this company from the bottom up here in America.
Dad, I didn't know you were back. How was your trip?
What did I tell you about using my office while I'm away?
I know, I just thought it'd be nice.
Fred Hanson. You're the shower buddy, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
I respect you, gentlemen, for wanting to roll up your sleeves and build something. Stake your claim. I came to this country with nothing. That's for risk and hard work. I made my own American dream come true.
Good for you.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'll refer you to my contact at Pacific Shore National.
That's a bank.
They won't balk at giving you a startup loan once they hear that Bert Hansen just has placed an initial order of, say, 100,000 units?
100,000 shower buddies.
What?
You're going to make 100,000 shower buddies?
What are you talking about? We never make this kind of deal.
But Boulder Stream needs to be your exclusive retailer.
Think it over.
We'll pick up the phone if anyone calls. Of course.
We have a deal.
Yeah, you got a fucking deal. Hey, all right, there it is.
I got a cell phone. Oh, I got some chocolate
out of
there.
That is good news.
So it's 20,000 square feet, but it's a minimum 5-year lease.
20,000. That sounds like a whole lot more than we need.
But we want something we can grow into, right?
We have a really big order, Nick.
Damn straight. Come on, Nick. Nick.
Oh, man. I say this thing. You know, I say this. Take it.
Yes, we do. Return to the mat. Get it. What it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up. First stop, start walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. No, no, y'all can't copy yet. Bad. Moonwalking. And this here is a party.
Feeling down. Yeah. No work experience at all.
Is that bad?
Are you kidding? No, it's great. You're enthusiastic and you're unjaded.
And unqualified.
You know what? You're hired.
Oops.
Really?
That was unexpected and undeserving.
Soy muy trabajador y trabajo muy duro. Yo les limpio los pisos, les limpio la cocina, les limpio el baño, lo que me piden. Yo armo cosas. Ahora le dio diabetes y ya perdió los pies y va a perder un dedo de esta mano y otro dedo de esta mano.
You're hired.
That's
yes.
A yes.
That's an obvious yes.
Ay, gracias.
Well,
again.
No resume at all.
You know, not much.
You don't need it. Your eyes speak for yourself. Seem honest.
Hold on.
You're hired.
Really?
Well, if you'll have us.
Thank you.
They're coming faster now.
Well, we should start on Saturday. Can you start on Saturday? Saturday evening?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. I'll get a hold of you. It
says here you've been convicted of a felony.
That was bullshit.
Word up, though. I get that, man. I had a similar thing, you know, they tried to peg me as like a child sex offender. Total bullshit.
Yo, I ain't down with no kid fuckers.
I'm not down with kids shit either.
Yeah,
you know, man? No, and to the, yeah. Oh, brother.
We do not support that at all.
But, you know, let's just give the guy a job.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to upset this guy.
I'll tell you what, Tiffany, you're hired.
I'm hired?
Yeah, you are. There you go. All right, we'll see you later, okay? See you Monday. Get out of here, all right?
Kurt, you gotta stop hiring hot, unqualified women.
Come on, what's the point? Being the boss, you can't stock the pond a little.
You realize you can't sleep with these women, right?
What is he talking about?
He's talking about you're the boss. It's called sexual harassment.
Yeah, sexual harassment. I tried to kill my boss. Ring a bell?
So what, I gotta fire them all now? We just hired them.
Oh, well, you can't fire them.
You can't fire just because you're not allowed to sleep with them. That's also sexual harassment.
Why are we even doing this then? All right, let's talk dress code. There is no dress code. Come on.
Adios.
You can dress however you want, whatever makes you feel comfortable. We don't. Well, there goes the shirt. All right. That's a choice.
Great. No.
That's the wrong choice, though. Gotta wear a shirt, Ray. Ray is the one. He's walking away from me.
Off he goes.
He might have been a bad hire.
Who's having fun, huh? Hey, guys. Everybody seems very happy. This is a great idea.
Yeah, I know. This could be an issue, though.
Uh-oh. It is bring your kids to work day, not put your kids to work day.
Right. Well, they don't think they're working any. They consider this playing, yeah. I mean, I tried to tell them to stop, and they started crying.
Yeah, no, they have boxed 1,200 units already, though.
So. Unethical. 1,200?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's productive, though.
Yeah.
They seem happy. Huh.
Let them play another 10 minutes, maybe.
I say we let them play through lunch.
Yeah.
Legally, I think I'll change the song.
Yeah. We did it. We're at 100,000.
We did it?
Yeah.
Idea.
How do you think they know this thing? Hey, are you guys sure we shouldn't have called ahead?
No.
He's gonna love it.
The cake and the balloons. You don't think that's overdoing it? Huh?
I don't think so. No, I think he's gonna be psyched that the order's done 3 days early.
That's true.
He's gonna be like flipping out to see us out on his course.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he gives us a membership to this place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want that.
Hey.
Surprise!
Sir, we have finished order in full, and it is ready to be shipped.
Excellent news.
And we got you a little cake. It says, thanks for believing in us. And then some balloons, of course.
Where are the us? Congratulations, boys. What an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel that order.
What do you think?
It sounded like you said cancel the order. I'm sorry.
Cancel?
Cancel what?
Cancel the order. Don't need it.
Wait, no, that's...
No, you can't do that.
Though.
We went 500 grand
we're
in the hole.
Don't
have to. Statement.
It's a 500.
He's going to putt.
Can you please explain to us what's happening and why you're doing this?
Yeah, sure. Fair question. You see, boys, in 1 week your bridge loan comes due and you, of course, won't be able to pay it. And your loan officer has assured me no extension will be granted. At that moment, your company will go into foreclosure, and I will buy all of those units at auction for pennies on the dollar, even cheaper than I could have gotten them from the Chinese.
Oh, my fucking God!
I can't believe this. Anyway, as an added bonus, I will also own your patent, and these gentlemen here will take over manufacturing of our new product, the Shower Pal.
Better name,
it
too.
It is a better name. God damn it! Oh, Dad, that is a hell of a fucking play.
I think we should pick these guys for crowds, because they just got fucked royally. Rex, no call for this MTV showboating. They're aware of their defeat. These moments, it's more impactful to be still.
What about all that stuff about hard work?
Yeah,
and starting a company in America?
American dream, hard work.
You honestly think hard work creates wealth?
The only thing that creates wealth is wealth. We have it, you don't.
Okay, you know what? Take it easy. I got it. Hey, listen, bucko, you don't want to make enemies out of us, okay?
Oh, easy, I didn't walk all up on you.
I make new enemies every day. It's called business. Thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by. Have a lovely day.
Rex, get the cake.
Rich motherfucking over-fucking asshole! What happened to decency? Do you realize I'm gonna lose my house?
Yeah.
You know, Stacey's gonna divorce me, she's gonna marry some dude, I'm gonna have supervised business at a McDonald's.
Fucking McDonald's! What were we thinking? Who bets on themselves? Why the fuck did we do that?
What? You fucking do! You're the one who talked me into it! I was on the fence!
I had the idea
fucked.
You were almost on my side.
What about that?
Okay.
What about Lupe?
Okay. Hey, you know what? This is just a problem. That means all we got to do is come up with a solution, right?
You know what we would do? We would put some ideas up on the board, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, boys.
No idea's a bad idea.
Let's go.
No idea's a bad idea.
Okay.
We're gonna start us off.
I got it.
Kurt, let's kill these motherfuckers.
No.
Murder! Yes!
You don't need to write that down. Hey.
One thing about ourselves is that we're not murderers. Besides, how does killing them get us our money back?
What do you mean? You
way
to harvest their organs, sell them on the black market.
Boom. Fucking serious. Come on. This is not helpful. Think seriously.
Okay, fine. You're right. There's other things people have done. This plot.
Yeah, for money.
The plot of the movie Speed.
Yes, there you go. Put a bomb in a box. Great idea. So what we'll do is we'll rig a bus so that when it goes below 50 miles an hour, it blows up. What the fuck is that?
You said no idea was a bad idea.
I was wrong. That idea sucks. The movie sucks, and so do you.
Hey, that is the movie that introduced us to Sandy Bullock. Fuck you! I love Sandy Bullock! All right, I'm running hot. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm running hot. The whole fucking thing's got me upset. I'm sorry. Give me the marker back, and I'll come up with a better idea.
You want the marker back? Give me $500,000, because that's what we need.
Are you going to hold the marker ransom?
Call it what you want. I need $500,000. I don't need shit ideas and a bunch of hot air. Come on. Dale.
Boom. Marker drop.
Kidnapping.
That's kidnapping.
With one more P it is. That's kidnapping.
Well, however the fuck you spell it, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about kidnapping.
A second? Come on. Wait a second, dude. That's a fucking great idea. Think about it. Okay, first of all, we kidnap Rex.
Right.
We get money from Bert. Yeah, we save the business. No one has to die.
Nobody gets
hurt. He is the kid of Bert. Right.
Yeah, but he's not super young, so it's not...
It's not like all super douchey shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you know about executing a kidnapping?
What do you mean?
Zip ties.
You don't know shit about kidnapping.
Okay, we don't know a ton. We don't know a ton, all right? But you know, I bet we know someone that does.
Who?
Motherfucker Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. It's great
to see
him.
Please, come on.
We're not going
to
go see Motherfucker Jones because we're not going to kidnap anyone. Come on. This guy's a master business prick. He's at the top of his game. We need to figure out...
Boy, look what we got.
Is that a Sharpie?
Well, hang on. What was the Sharpie doing on there in the first place?
I did put it on there. You're in charge of marker distribution.
I know. I'm the marker guy. Yeah.
Permanently on the board now. This illustrates my point, idiots. We need to find somebody who's legitimate. We need to find someone who can get us our company back.
Hey,
guy who saved my life. Guy who fucked my wife.
Ah, it was a blowjob. It was a blowjob only. Didn't fuck her.
You got my email.
I did. And I was very amused by it. I know Bert Hansen. I like the cut of his jib. And I do admire the way he bet you three idiots over a barrel and showed you the 50 states.
Bah, see? Told you it was a thing.
Wow.
Now, Nick, just tell me something. Why would you start production without at least a guarantee of 35% down to cover manufacturing costs?
Are you telling a joke?
Something funny?
We assumed that we were dealing with somebody who was...
No, that's the wrong answer. The right answer is because you're all fucking morons!
Boy, he shined a light on that, didn't he? Yeah, that's true. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You thought I was such a bad boss, but I don't know. I think maybe running your own company into the ground and ruining the livelihood of your employees is maybe a bit worse. What do you think, Nick?
I think that's fair.
Should I be on the phone if I'm taking notes? I mean, I'm not getting any of what he's saying.
All right, it's just a lot of, you know, rhetorical questions.
So what do you want from me, Nick?
With all due respect, you know what makes a guy like that tick. So if you could give us some advice on how to get our money back, I will play real nice at your next parole hearing. How does that sound? Yes, I would.
Okay.
I think I can help you.
He's gonna help. Okay, I got a notepad.
From a legal standpoint.
Legal standpoint.
Your options are.
Legal options.
Jack fucking shit!
I heard Jack Leibowitz. Is that an attorney?
Gotta be.
I'm gonna write that down.
We're
Jack
contact
Leibowitz.
Him,
do you have
please.
His contact info?
Even if you had the money to fight him in the courts, his lawyers are just going to file motions and continuances long after you three pissant little fuck-ups have blown your tiny little brains out.
Are you saying nothing can be done?
No, I didn't say that. I said there's nothing you can do. There's plenty that could be done, but you won't do it. And do you want to know why?
No, not really.
Because you have no balls.
I see.
Okay.
And your fathers had no balls. You were all the product of generations of ballless men who were either too weak or too frightened to stand up and take what was theirs. And one day, you will pass on your empty, shriveled sacks to your own pitiful offspring.
I can't hear a goddamn thing. What is he talking about?
Yeah, our nut sack.
How did that come up? Why don't you pitch him the kidnapping?
Come on, no, let the kidnapping go.
Pitch him the kidnapping.
Balls. You want to see some balls hurt, then kidnap someone. You'll end up in here. You'll see plenty of balls on your forehead.
Mm.
Why are they on my forehead? Was the dick on top of my head?
Makes no sense.
Oh, I'm upside down.
You sure are. Your face is
dead.
Motherfucker.
Every day I'm hustling, hustling. Who the fuck you think you're fucking with? I'm the fucking boss. 745, white on white, that's fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm. So y'all plan to use the ransom to save your business?
Exactly, yeah.
That's what we're hoping.
Mm-hmm. You tell these idiots how stupid that is, please?
I like it.
Nice.
You like it. Told you.
I appreciate the fact that you're doing whatever you need to do to keep the business going.
Yes.
I had a dream for a long time to get my own business.
Yeah.
I wanted to open my own pink beer. What the fuck is the chuckles about?
Oh, I thought you were joking.
You ain't see how many crackers line up outside to get that Captain Crunch cover freeze and ass shit?
I play you three times a week. I love
that's awesome. Beer. I didn't know that.
And you like pink beer?
I don't eat it because I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, that's right.
You got an African-American belly?
Because
black people suffer from lactose.
Oh, okay, good. Well,
we got some
that.
Kind of kinship.
Yeah, cool, man.
Stool saw?
It can be.
Bottom tender?
Yeah, bottom's fine.
All I know is that somebody could take my pink berry. I wouldn't take that sitting down.
You would fight for that pink berry?
I would cut a motherfucking hand.
Tell you what you wouldn't do. You wouldn't kidnap someone because you can't successfully pull it off.
Maybe a kidnapping movie where the kidnappers weren't dead or incarcerated at the end.
9 to 5, asshole.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Name me two.
You said name one. And that's bam, comedy. And they have them right on you.
9 to 5 was this movie.
I know what the fuck 9 to 5 is. It's about the white bitch with the big ass titties.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
You got old titties stay young. Guys, I'm not going to kidnap someone based on 9 to 5.
That's because you're Jane Fonda. Ooh, snap.
That's right. You're the security cat one. You're always last to man up about everything.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't know me.
Why are you here if you're not going to participate?
First of all, if anyone, I'm the smart one. I'm Lily Tomlin, but I'm not having a conversation.
Please. I'm Lily fucking Tomlin, if anybody is. Been in the big chair giving David O. Russell shit. Right?
Oh, yeah. You got the two.
You're Jane Fonda. That makes you Jane Fonda.
That makes you Dolly Parton.
Ooh.
Great. Woman's got her own theme park. She's a national treasure.
She's two national treasures.
Can I pose a question to you, colonizers?
Happened a long time ago.
How do you kidnap somebody without them knowing they've been kidnapped?
Okay.
You smarten up and you don't even do it.
Hey, man, no. He threw a riddle our way. Okay. How do you...
Oh, voodoo. Voodoo?
I can give you the answer. 50,000.
No. Oh, come on.
600?
You should not run a pink berry. I'm sorry. That's just the weirdest negotiating
style. We don't have any money.
You know, we're here because we have $0.
That's true.
Broke. Fuck it, give me the watch.
Nope.
Give me a watch.
I'm not giving him this. It's a fucking Tag Heuer.
And this is a wrist without a watch.
Come on, Nick. It's just material things. Can't take it with you.
Right? You can borrow it while you tell us a shitty plan.
All right. Slip him a Mickey.
Give me the watch back.
Sneak into his crib late at night. You find out whatever his beverage of choice is before he goes to bed. You slip the Mickey in the beverage. Knock him out nice and easy. And keep that bitch the data until daddy pays it.
It's not a crazy idea, but it's not worth a Swiss watch.
Wait a second. That could work.
That's great. That makes
sense. Yeah, right, because he doesn't, like, see our faces or hear our voices.
No, they don't even exist.
What do you say, Mickey? You're talking about...
It's like a date rape drug. Okay, motherfucker, where do you get this?
What do I get?
Yeah.
You think just because of the hue of my skin that I know where to get date rape drugs?
What are you doing?
You got N-word in your eyes.
Why are your eyes saying
N-word?
My eyes.
You've got clan eyes.
You ever take an eye test?
He does.
Yes.
All you pick out is the K's.
I see every letter on there.
He does have clan eyes. You can see him poking out behind that sheet.
It's just ridiculous. I'm not even gonna...
Let me ask you a question. When you got raped by Julia, what did she use to knock you out? Laughing gas?
Oh, right. That'll work.
That's pretty interesting.
Do you still have keys to the
office? But I didn't know the code, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
You did it again. Look, for the record, I am not racist.
Thank you very much. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Surprisingly helpful. Anyway, I can get the lunch pack.
Fuck out of here, Jay. Fuck him.
That's a tough one. And you can't fuck all three, right?
You can't.
Not the game. Okay. Well, then I would marry Peter... Kill Bobby and fuck Greg.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, I think it's the only way to play.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I'm saying, how'd you do?
I did great. I actually got a couple extra supplies because I think we got to be more careful this time around. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? No. I got a magazine to cut up the ransom notes.
So smart.
Can't be writing it by hand.
So smart. Write again, magazine.
Yeah, that's to throw the cops off. They, you know, start snooping around and they figure out where the letters came from.
Dora the Explorer walkie-talkies.
Awesome.
That.
Well, it's not a spy store. It's a convenience store. It's the only kind of walkie-talkie.
Didn't want to use our phones.
Oh, let's just use our phones to make a record of everything that we say and do.
You
and where
watch
we are
the
all the
fucking
time.
News?
Hey, Obama, I'm breaking into my own office.
It's just the three of us doing this, not us and the NSA.
I'm trying to help us out so we don't, you know, do dumb shit.
Did you
this
get scissors?
Time.
Yeah.
I got some scissors.
I don't
yeah.
see any latex gloves in here.
They're like super expensive. I didn't want to.
How much?
$9 a pair.
That's ridiculous.
Right? Oh, too much.
It's the only thing you went in there to buy. Go get.
She's got a ton of latex gloves in her office. We
good
just
point.
Use those.
Use the ones inside.
You need them to get inside so we don't leave fingerprints.
Right, you fucking dummy. Don't
I'm
you know
to,
that?
It's just such a
hey, no, we can do it. We can use my golf gloves. I got in my bag.
He's got gloves in his golf bag.
Hey,
all right? Don't poke
do
holes
then.
In
okay.
everything because I'm trying to help out.
Guys, the team's back together.
I call lookout and I will let you know if I see Swiper.
How are we doing in there, guys?
I got it.
We're all good in here. How are things looking out there, Nick?
Things are good. Hey, can you not say my name over the radio, please?
Why not?
Could be somebody on the frequency.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Smart, very smart. There you go. That's using the old Hendrix brain.
And there's a last name.
Hey, you know what? We should come up with code names.
Absolutely.
Hey, Nick, where are you landing on code names?
Boy, I'd love it if you stopped saying my name. Can you just get the gas and get out here?
I'll do that.
Blade has acquired the target.
Was that the Blade?
Mm-hmm. That's my code name, Nick.
We don't need code names. Everybody knows who's talking.
I think this sounded pretty cool, though, so let's try to land on a couple. I'm gonna think up one real quick, and I'm going to lay it on you. I'm coming in at you with the Majestic Lion. I'm going to be the Majestic Lion.
Now we're talking.
Not going to call you that.
That's a bummer there. I'm going to need a reason as to why.
Because you're not a jungle cat, and it's stupid as shit.
That's a fair point. Fair point.
No, good catch.
We should come up with one for him.
Oh, how about Saint Nick for you?
Hey, you said my name like four fucking times now. If you could just come back out to the car, guys, when you go home.
Oh, hey,
Whoa.
Somebody's here. Somebody's here.
The Majestic.
I love
the
that.
Part,
I like
right?
that. That's what I like.
Shut up about the code name. A bunch of people just pulled up into the parking lot. That's... Hello, get your thumb off the button.
Everybody love me.
Real hot chick just pulled into Julia's parking spot. I think Julie is headed into the building. If you get your thumb off the fucking button and... fucking idiots. Well, you know what? It's not my fault. It's not my goddamn fault. I haven't done a thing illegal. I can just drive out of here. I can just drive right home. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. They'll just fucking tell on me.
All right, we're on our way to you. The chickens have left the pot. My God, my God.
The coop, I think.
What?
Wait, my God does sound like a thing.
Oh,
this...
oh yeah. Oh, shit. Oh.
Why don't you set the food up over there, and then we'll just circle these chairs around.
How's it going?
Hi. It's going, you know. I'm in trouble.
Save it.
Okay.
Something that happened to them this week.
Found this gentleman loitering out in your hall.
Oh, shit. Nick, I'm busted.
Says he knows he's in trouble.
Yeah.
We're all in trouble. You don't have to be afraid. You're safe here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm late.
What's
up, brother? Toby, why don't you grab a chair and bring it into the circle so this young man can join us?
Yeah, boy,
what's your name, honey?
I am, I am Blanston.
Hi, Blanston.
Hi.
Man, for a guy not in the code name.
Big swing, right?
Good choice.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Nice to have some new, fresh blood in the group.
Appreciate it.
Fresh, cute blood.
Hey.
Easy, Julia. Blanston, would you like to share with us what's led you into recovery?
Okay. I do have a very big problem.
Hmm. I've just been hitting it hard.
You think it's an AA meeting? Getting together with the guys, oftentimes ending up just face down, chugging one after the other, sometimes double fisted, just gang, you know what I'm talking about.
So your sexual addiction, it's homosexual in nature.
My sex addiction is and then what did you say?
You like to fuck guys.
No, my sex addiction is to ladies.
Oh.
You know, I'm addicted to women.
Sorry.
Oh, fuck, I have to piss. What? I have to piss. I'm nervous. I have to piss. I'm sorry.
Go.
It's going to make too much noise.
No. Put your, just dip your dick into the toilet.
I'll sit down into the, okay.
Yeah.
Does it reach? Should it reach?
I mean, I don't know if it should, but.
I'll put the seat up.
Put the seat up and just keep, dip your butt in the bowl.
I know, but probably, you know, some stuff gets under there.
Right, okay.
Now I'll feel better about this.
Okay. Oh, my God, Dale, stop. There's literally no element of sneak in anything you're doing.
Just grow, stop.
Oh, I gotta go now, too.
You gotta go?
Keep going.
with the other hand.
Don't listen. I have to. I'm sorry. This can't go.
Why did you flush? Why did you flush? Good habit.
What?
But there was once, though. There was once. Oh, boy. If I can just. If this is safe in here, I'd love to shake this out and share it.
Something must happen. Don't follow me. Don't worry. I took a parkour class at the community center. You got her to go back.
I was a boy.
How old were you?
I don't know. Young.
14, maybe?
I think we were. Two 14-year-old boys at camp and not knowing what we're doing and just wrestling.
Oh, wrestling camp. 14. Nice.
Is he telling the truth?
I don't know, but I mean, if he is...
Good for him, right?
Absolutely. That's great.
Did you guys wear those tight little...
Singlets? Is that what they're called?
That's right. Singlets. Tight little spandex offering a clear little outline of, say, a circumcised helmet.
Oh, boy.
Am I getting warm?
Okay. Maybe someone else should share.
No. Let's go to the unit.
Sorry?
What was the unit like on this little boy? Was it veiny? Smooth? Little turtleneck? Anteater?
I don't know. Pretty normal.
Starter penis?
Not the words I would have used, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's like good to have a gay friend in your group, too.
Yeah, I know. It is. It makes us more colorful.
Yeah.
Now, did this penis ever at any point find its way into your mouth?
Jesus.
Julia, no, you're not going to pull this stunt again.
What stunt is that?
Stopping a meeting early so she can try to flip another gay.
Really?
She always wants what she can't have. Listen, relax, okay? He's not even gay. He had one cock when he was 14 and it hasn't even made its way into his mouth yet.
Well, if you'd let me finish.
So you did eat that cock.
You're asking if I sucked it?
I know you sucked it. I just want to hear you say it.
Okay, Blanston, you don't have to say it.
Ross, shut your mouth,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, shut up and let him share. So you ate it.
Please say yes, please say yes. You want to know if I ate that dick?
Did you suck that cock like a bomb popped down to the blue?
You want the answer?
Give it to me, Blanston.
I ate that dick. I ate those balls, and I licked that kid's sweaty asshole.
Damn right you did, because you are awesomely gay.
I am super gay, never been straight. You know what else I've never been? What? Inside a woman.
Meeting adjourned.
Everybody out.
Son of a bitch. Come on, hurry it up. Hurry it up. Come on. See you later. Bye-bye. That's it.
Hey, Julia, you are letting the addiction win.
Oh, fuck you, Roz. No one likes you anyway.
Okay.
Let's get you prepped for a fill and drill.
Let's do it.
You ever done it in a dentist chair?
No. I've always wanted to nail my dentist, but he's a man.
I'm going to make you forget all about him.
I tell you what, why don't you go get the chair ready? I'm just going to visit the men's room real quick, okay?
Oh, you can do that on me.
Oh, well, it's
And?
First time in the slopes. I'm going to stay off the black diamond.
By the way.
Guys, you're so noisy. Let's go.
Sorry.
Congrats, dude. I'm so proud of you for coming out.
I'm not gay. Now I'll be right out, okay? I just think it will be a little suspicious if I disappear, so I'm going to complete the diversion.
No, we are. No.
Are you okay? I'm not gay. Go on. I'll be right out.
Goodbye.
I'm not bi.
You have an S?
Yes.
Yeah, I need an S.
What's that?
Do you have a scarier S than that? Or?
Yeah. I got a... Oh, here. This is from an article about Bridezilla.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay. Can I read you what I got right now?
Yeah, sure.
Give us the $500,000, or the little boy dies! You have 24 hours.
Shit, I wish you were there to read it to him. That sounds scary as hell,
that's
voice.
Why I want him to scary letters, you know, so hopefully he, you know, he's hearing a voice like that one.
Oh, yeah. But hold on, wait, but why a little boy? Like, it makes him sound
like
he's
sick. You don't want to be like, oh, the grown man died.
You're right. Nope, you're right. I don't know why I even... No, absolutely.
All right, glue stick, and I'm going to lock this in.
Oh, great. Yeah.
All right, first draft, final draft, right?
How about that? There nice we job. Go. God, I tell you what, I hope this doesn't sound cocky. I think we're really good at this.
We're extremely good at it,
yeah.
And I didn't want to say anything either, but, like, way better than murder.
Oh, my God.
You know,
a lot better than murder.
We kind of found our groove.
This is fun.
It is
like,
kind
it's like,
fun.
It's like, and nobody gets hurt or anything.
Oh,
here we go.
Let's go. Son of a bitch. I knew I shouldn't have glued him as I went along.
Hey. Talk to me. How was it?
It was like something I've just never encountered.
What, a woman?
I mean, she's so free. She's so...
eloquent with her body. Yeah, I mean, no, all I of that, mm-hmm. all that sexual energy, it mm-hmm. flows from this place of deep tenderness, you know?
It's called a vagina, Nick.
Please don't talk like that, you guys. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Golly, listen to this guy.
I know, he's talking like he fell in love with her. Are you loving her, Nick?
No, Dale.
That was a real long pause right there, buddy.
That was a fucking moment of silence.
That was a real long pause right there.
I'm not in love with her. It's ridiculous. She gave me a very rich and positive experience.
Oh, yeah? Better than wrestling fans? Giant unconscious dude down the street.
It's gonna be way too heavy. Come on, let's move.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Wait, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't just walk up to the guy's front door. Will you calm down? Do you have a plan?
Do you have a plan? Just relax.
Oh, do you? That's great. That makes me feel a lot better. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Watch this. Go.
Lock and bust.
It's locked.
The plan did not account for a locked door?
Well, I mean, 50-50 chance gonna be open, right?
How do you figure that?
It's either locked or unlocked.
50-50, yeah. All
right, that's basic math. What's up with you tonight?
Mm. Give me a credit card.
Credit card.
Yeah,
credit
card.
Plan B's got a credit card in it.
Come on.
Your plan sucks.
Your math sucks. That's what's going on. Wait, shit, what if he's in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure he's not. I don't know. Why don't you guys ring the doorbell while you're hot?
I love it.
He's warm.
No, don't. Oh, shit.
No, it's pretty dark in there. I don't think anybody's here.
Don't.
You hear that?
I know that.
Huh?
What is that?
It's a song, right? Is it?
Yeah, what's
no
that?
No matter what you do.
No.
I will always be with you.
Who sings that?
Badfinger.
No. What you do, girl.
Quiet.
Ooh, girl, with you.
You nailed it.
Let all the moments go.
Hey, you yelled it. Hey.
Do me a favor. Hurry up. Fail to open up the front door so we can get the fuck out of here.
Ah, fuck.
Oh.
What the fuck? What happened?
We got a problem.
Hang on.
Yeah, see? Right there?
Yeah.
God damn it.
There it is. Just staring back at us.
Okay, what now?
I guess we follow your idea and we get the heck out of here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
No.
Hey,
my credit card is in there.
Yeah, I know. Just call them and cancel. It'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll send you a new one like overnight.
Yeah, like that.
No.
When they find the card, they're gonna know that we were here. It's pretty simple.
Oh, shit.
Well, technically, they're gonna know you were here. Grab my shirts?
Yes, Mr. X. I'll go hang up now.
Right. Whoa. Kimbo. Take a look at this for me. Will you tell me what you see? Are you going to leave this mess in the bottom of my sink?
The water?
Yes, the little water droplets all over the bottom of my sink. I don't know what fat shut you grew up in, but this is disgusting.
But it's just water.
Okay. Then you just fire. You lose your job. Took it for you. Bye-bye. Look at you. I got you again. Look at that little chubby face. What, you think I was going to fire you on your fucking birthday? Are you out of your mind, Mrs. Miyagi? Get over here. Come here, you. Happy birthday. I got you something.
That's a good one. That's top of the line. That's like the Cadillac of plungers. That's just for here, though. Okay, no taking it home.
Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, no, I'm not busy at all. I'm just making my maid's day. It's her birthday. Huh?
Hey, Kim. Seriously, though, can we keep a dry sink from here on in?
Yes, Mr. Rick.
What's up?
Not that, man.
Kim.
She's not going in deep enough.
Yeah. Do you think she's just cleaning?
What a rookie.
Okay, there she goes.
Kim T!
There he is. Oh, no. He's going to brush his teeth. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Here he goes.
Do it. Do it.
Will you look at this fucking beauty in the daytime? You kidding me?
Alright, you seem gone. Bed's made.
I can't believe we should maybe just check. Hey! Rex! 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 Daniel! Did you have a plan if he responded?
I didn't think that far ahead.
I would have just been quiet.
You get even dumber in the morning.
What are you worried about?
Let's go.
50-50 chance, you know? 50-50 chance he was here.
You know, Stacy's just going to completely flip out when I get home. Oh, what kind of dad doesn't come home?
Shut that down, okay? Because if the worst thing that happens from this whole clusterfuck is your domestic problems, then we can consider ourselves lucky. We just caused a huge pull effect there. We almost made the worst decision of our lives.
No, that's true. You know why? Because if he opens that closet door and sees us, we're in prison right now.
That's right.
You know?
So we're very, very lucky. What the fuck is the matter with us?
You know what? I tell you what. If a couple tiny things went our way, we could have pulled that off.
No. We're not criminals. We suck at crime. We're like nice, right? Normal guys. I like baseball. I wear pants.
Yep. Back to being cogs in the machine.
Cogs.
No shame in that.
No, cogs, dude. Cogs are good.
It's a relief, you know? A weight lifted off here.
That's right. No, this is like shoulder. It's a fresh start. Everything's going to be like...
Call you guys later.
Please, that's it.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. What the fuck is that? What do? We fucking get another one. We're high on nitrous.
And then what? Just went back into the closet and went to sleep? Why would we do that?
Is he crying?
The best! That was
Oh my God! God damn, that was great. Food for the soul.
Good, good. Well, we were just trying to be funny. Oh, and,
yep.
You know, no harm, no foul, yeah. Right?
You guys, I completely underestimated you. You fuckers have some low-hanging balls. I mean it. I'm impressed. I mean, I wake up, I find you three in my closet along with a ransom note, a big old bottle of nitrous. I'm like, holy shit! These fuckers were gonna gas me. I'm about to call the cops when I think. Hold up a sec. These guys may be onto something. I want to partner up on this thing.
Part what thing? Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm not sure what you mean.
This thing, my kidnapping.
Oh.
Truth be told, Pop and I, we've had a rough patch lately. He's refusing to cover some of my expenses, blah, 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 long story. Anyway, your timing could not have been better. Is this a fucking Marlin?
Rex, this is cool and all, but we decided, like, we're out, you know, we're not doing crime.
Yeah.
Not
yeah. Thing. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's right. No, the kidnapping is off, actually.
Okay.
Huh? No, it's on.
No, it's off.
No, it's totally on. I sent the ransom note to my dad.
You what?
You did what?
Yeah, and it was brilliant. I mean, who came up with that thing about me being a little boy? Beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Little insulted. You only asked for $500,000 for me. I mean, is that all I'm worth? No sweat. I tacked on another zero.
$500 million?
Wow, that's a ton.
$5 million.
Okay. Five million.
Five million.
5 million.
Yeah, $5 million. $1 million for you guys. Four for me. Why don't we find a payphone and make that ransom call?
Yeah, Rex, let's not. Okay, we appreciate the generous offer, and thank you very much for not calling the cops,
yes.
But we're going to pass.
No.
Yeah.
Guys, how is this anything but great news? All I'm asking you to do is finish your own plan, but for double the money. And plus, it just got 1,000 times easier because now I'm your inside man. I can make sure Dad pays up. And then, you know, when you set me free, I could tell the cops it was 3 other morons. They went that way.
Oh, well, wow. I mean, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
I mean, it's better than our original idea.
A lot better.
Give us 1 second. Fucking what? We can't trust this guy. You can trust me.
No, you're right. What are we talking about? They burned us once already? No. We're not going to get burned
nice
again.
Nice try.
thanks, but no thanks. That's a nigger. Nick Kirkdale, no. From us.
Yeah.
So, thank you, but adios.
Okay.
You need a ride?
No. I think I'll hang out here. You know, escape from your clutches. And call the police.
Call them. Yeah, we never kidnapped you.
Yeah, you did.
We didn't.
Yeah, you abducted me.
We did not.
Yeah, you brought me back here. Yeah. There was a
trouble. Here, come on,
man. Things got broken. Then you assaulted me. This guy's fucking nuts.
Oh,
hey, Rex, it's off.
Oh, and then you
beat me. Mercilessly.
Holy shit, he fight clubbed himself! We got a fight clubber!
And then I found my way up here. I found this phone. And I picked up the receiver.
Oh no.
I dialed mine.
Don't.
Come on, man. Joe's so hot. You
don't have it.
Don't
you
hit a second one. Don't hit.
I don't know where I'm going. I don't even know where you find payphones.
No, there's some payphones at the park up here. Okay. Boys, we are doing this. The adventure begins. Who's fired up?
Oh. Such negative energy. This is killing me.
Guys, come on. Can you scoot over to a smidge?
No, I sit in the middle.
That's a steep, dude. It's a whole thing, Rex.
I know. You're crowding me.
I'm crowding this guy now. He's forcing us to kidnap him. I'm crowding him.
Whoa, buddy. Simmer down. Kidnapping was your idea, remember?
Yeah, but then we had the idea to not do it.
Yeah, exactly. I sit in the middle!
Hey,
fail just to a distance. Oh, God, that is nice. This is way better.
This is bullshit, by the way.
Here's
Excuse me, Dr. Harris. Was someone in the office last night?
My sex addiction group met here at 8.
Oh, yes. But, Doctor, the keypad logged an earlier entrance.
Really? Let's check our fancy new camera system. No. That's a gay guy. It's so weird. He didn't bone me like a gay guy. You know what I mean? He only cried like a little bit. And he was oddly squeamish about his own asshole, which is weird.
So weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is that Dale? What's he doing with Kurt and Blanston?
Should we call the police?
No. No. I'll take care of him.
Enjoy. It's good stuff. Learn something.
All right, guys, it's raining. Remember, you guys hold all the cards, game faces. You are going to crush this.
Wait, hold on, hold on. He knows what we sound like. We gotta, like, use an accent or something. You know what I mean?
No
like,
accent. Sort of that's ridiculous. That's a great idea, Curdy.
Boulder Stream.
Oh, my God, who is this? The secretary?
Hey, old me. Let me speak to Mr. Bert Pence. No, I don't mind holding. Yeah, I just barely even called you right now already.
That's incredibly racist.
Super racist.
Just do a southern accent.
Southern, I got. Southern, no problem.
Hanson.
Well, howdy there, partner. This here's the gents what got you youngin' and all, and well, we've got some talking to do.
Southern, not old prospector.
I thought that was pretty good.
This is your low life bottom feeder. I don't have time for this little fuck around. Either this ends right now, or it ends with bullets in his skull.
Now, you hush there. You don't scare us one bit. We got your boy.
I bet that tears you up something fierce.
Yeah. How do I know you really have my boy?
Dad, thank you. Please, they're crazy. They told me if you call the police, they'd kill me. Please, please do whatever they say. I don't want to die, Dad. No police.
Oh, God!
Rex, where are you?
Now, you listen here.
Y'all gonna have to wrestle up that $5 million in cash.
We're looking at all hundreds.
Unmarked.
Unmarked.
No traces.
No traces and no dye packs neither.
Sure.
Otherwise, we're going to take your boy and string him up by his pretty little neck with the roughest, coarsest piece of rope we got in our rope inventory. You understand? You got 24 hours before he's dead.
Boom. Yes, that is how it's done.
Cool. All right.
Guys, that was great.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super incredible.
Hey. Thanks for giving us a snack, guys. You earned it.
All right, so now what? What do we do?
Okay.
Plan.
So we go back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lay low for a little while.
Yeah.
And we wait for that money train
to run.
You know, I hate to break up the car party, but Rex, you don't have a plan for the ransom drop, and that is the part where people get caught, okay?
Wow. The ransom drop is only hard if the police are involved.
Yeah, dude! But what if he does call the police? Because that wouldn't be good.
He's a billionaire. Well, he's not going to risk my life over $5 million. After Kurt's little performance back there, there's no way he's going to call the cops.
My performance? What about yours? You were so in the moment.
You think so?
You were great. Right.
Oh,
and you were
mouths dick. Off his dick, okay?
I'm just saying, everyone was doing pretty good.
Get down to that.
Shut up. This is Stacy. Oh, my God, I forgot to call. Hi, honey.
Where the hell have you been on my deal?
Now, here's what happened. I fell asleep. At the office.
Really? Because find my iPhone said you weren't even at the office. What are you cheating on me, Dale?
Look, you're upset and you're...
Oh, shit. Oh, God. God damn it.
He called the cops.
Oh, we're busted.
Busted? Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm not
busted.
Right.
All of this busted
Honey, no one's head's going in my lap. It's just me.
That's what I'm saying now.
Get
mine. Okay, let's just go in.
There's got to
be
common.
Hi.
Gentlemen, you own this establishment?
Oh,
this
boy.
Place here?
I don't know. Do you really own anything in this lifetime?
We're renting.
You know what I mean? It's all just material and matter. Electrons, protons, what?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Let me ask you, has your company done business recently with a Mr. Bert Hanson?
Barb Hanson?
No, he's
doesn't ring a bell.
Does Bob really ring a bell? I don't think that we have. Oh, well, that's interesting. The way I hear it, you're working with him. And things didn't shake out too well for you boys.
Oh, that Bert.
Oh, Bert Hansen.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what he said?
Bert Hansen. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. We know
that guy.
You know, we had a business disagreement.
That's what I say.
No big deal.
Water under the bridge.
Super friendly with the guy.
Yeah. Like, super friendly. Yeah. You know what? He's very forgiving. Mm-hmm. Because almost everyone I've talked to thinks he's an asshole.
Do they think that?
I can see that, too.
I don't know if I'd,
you
know.
Yeah, with us, like, you know, like, we like the guy. And definitely don't think his son deserves to be kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Who said anything about kidnapping?
I must say you did.
No, I didn't.
I think I heard you say it.
No, I didn't.
No, I heard
you
say it.
Kidnapping.
You did.
I heard it too.
No, yeah,
you know. Kidnapping. I was like, what a weird
word. No, no way we would have gotten that
kidnapping.
No, I did not. Did I say that?
I think you might have said it, sir.
You sure?
Well, I got a little lost with all their yammering, but pretty sure.
All right, maybe I did. It's been a long week. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
anytime
see you guys.
Want, and don't worry, because
right.
Just the main thing is that you
stop
said
talking.
It. And
stop talking. You've done plenty. Plenty of talking.
Where you going? Come on, come on. Come on. Come this way.
I don't want you to thank me. I just want you to go home and enjoy your family.
Enjoy the rest of the day off, everyone. You've earned it. The police. We're just checking, making sure we're locking up at night. You know, they're keeping the neighborhood safe. They're heroes. Okay, I'll take you care of. No, everyone's gone. Oh, still now.
I was really clear my life was in danger. Call the police anyway.
Yeah, and since he did, it's pretty clear that we're not going to be able to continue with the scam.
$5 million is nothing to him. I guess it's worth more to him than my life.
Ooh.
I don't.
Mom is so crazy.
Oh, boy, we got a crier.
Yeah, look how blue his eyes get when he's crying.
I'm sorry. It's so fucking embarrassing.
Oh, no.
No,
no, no, no, no, no.
No.
Look at this, okay? Just because your dad called the cops doesn't mean he doesn't love you.
No, of course not. Oh, my gosh. Look, dude, it's just super reaction. Absolutely. He's like, he's scared. He's confused.
I mean, Dale's a dad.
I'm a dad.
You know, like, can you imagine if someone stole just
no,
one of them?
No, I can't even imagine.
You would call the cops immediately.
No, I don't think I'd call the cops. I couldn't take that risk.
Oh. No, that's a different
shit.
Situation.
Sorry,
that's
that was a bad example.
That's a
maybe,
bad example.
Maybe some alone time would be the most helpful. Why don't we step outside and give
yes.
him, give
right.
him, give
well,
him
yeah,
a
yeah,
minute?
Go
ahead
outside. Don't do anything rash.
A loose rope around here. Because I don't want to know.
Well, we can only hope.
Can I talk to you? Yeah.
Boy. Man, I feel terrible for that guy.
No, are you kidding me? Poor guy. I mean, that is rough.
Yeah,
huh?
That's a bummer.
Are you guys shitting me in there?
Well, I mean, his dad sold him out for, like, honestly, it was probably nothing for
him.
The guy's so rich.
That would rock me to my core. I mean, have a little empathy,
yeah.
Please.
What's going on? You're holding a grudge right now.
Am I?
Yes, you do that. You get all tight, and
you
get cancer.
You gotta let the past be the past.
Like,
I don't want that.
Let the past be the past.
Yeah.
The past, we're not in the fucking past. We're in the goddamn present. And you guys are, what are you talking about? You're acting like you have Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. What is that?
Is that like jet lag?
No. Do I look tired to you?
You don't. No.
You don't look tired to me.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome is when you bond with your captors, idiots.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, then hold on a second. He's the hostage. So technically, this would be reversed Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, and
true.
We don't have that, okay? He's just a really, 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 really likable guy. I like him
really
a lot.
Likable.
Cool. The guy's a winner.
You know, that's
it's
so
nice
true.
To be around a winner for
oh,
a change.
Boy. It feels right, Nick. Come on, man.
You're here's what right we're going to do. We're going to go in there. We're going to tell them cops we're never part of this plan, and the shit ends now. Let's do it.
Okay, but you've got to hear us out about
festering. I mean,
festering.
It's like you can't have a conversation with a guy.
It was a wonderful idea. Didn't work out. So I think the best thing to do is just to pull the plug, and you tell the police that the guys who got you chickened out, let you go, they're long gone.
It didn't all chicken out.
Now's not the time to back off, boys. I say we chop off a toe, mail it to him, double the ransom.
Now you're talking.
That's what I'm doing with my hoop toe.
Not it. Not my toe.
No one's toe. Keep your toes. Time to call it off.
Nick, come on.
Nick, look at me.
Hi.
Look, man, if we give up now, I'll be just fine. You know? You guys, your employees, for God's sake.
Dale's little boys.
Girls.
Hey, thanks, yes.
Yeah.
You're all fucked. Yeah, come on, man.
Come on,
look,
dude.
Man, you can't just roll over and die every time your back is against the
right.
wall.
Don't
you
roll
gotta
over and die.
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
You have to take what's yours
you have
in
to
this.
Take it. Take
put
what's
your name
yours.
On it. Write your fucking name on it and say, that's mine.
And take it.
I think I'll take it from here, okay?
Okay. He's got
He's
it.
Got it.
He's
Listen,
got it.
Listen, right here.
Him,
this
man.
Is where you want it to come from.
Not us. We don't know.
Rex,
I got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rex.
Sorry.
He's got it.
You got it, Rex. Come on, man. Help me help you get revenge on my asshole dad and get you paid $1 million cash.
Yes. Boy, it sounds awesome, but there's no way to get it done.
That's not true.
How about this thing? How about if we just put our heads together, we brainstorm a little? If we don't come up with a ransom plan that you love, we pull the plug.
Then you'd let us walk.
You have my word. But if we do come up with something really inspired, then we're in it to win it.
Well, I can't stop anybody from brainstorming. Vagina with a G or a J. All right.
Let's run it down from the top.
Okay, first we tie up Rex in one of those abandoned warehouses off there.
Then we call Bert on a dark phone. It's prepaid and untraceable.
Go to the bench on the 4th Street Bridge to make the drop.
Not long enough to trace the call.
God damn it.
These guys are pros. I want to trace the foot in that bag.
The police are sending everyone they've got to watch the bridge.
Here we go.
But when he gets there, he finds the dark phone that I planted ahead of time.
Then we call him from the second dark phone and we tell him to proceed downtown.
Love. You're going to want to pull into the garage under the Mandrake Hotel and park in space 4421.
There you will find a red bag. You will transfer the money into this bag, drive out, and await the location of the drop.
And we tell him if anyone calls him in, his son's a fucking corpse.
And when Bert drives that far underground, the police will lose the signal from his wire.
When he arrives, instead of finding a bag, he finds you three, disguised, armed. Dangerous.
Yeah, but the gun's not loaded, right?
Of course not. Nobody gets hurt. Come on.
I then tell him to give me his jacket and tie.
So, just as the cops are starting to sweat, Dad pulls out with the new red bag, just as he was instructed.
Sir, we have the signal back.
Thank God.
Only won't be my father driving. It'll be our ringer.
We're back on him, sir.
How do you know it's him?
I still have the cash, and I'm heading to the drop.
I guess it's him. Stay with him.
Slide drive to the Staples Center. Kings have Vancouver. Great matchup. Place to be packed.
Cops will stay with the money and wait for the kidnappers to receive the drop.
Hanson made the drop. Stay on the money.
Got a man. Take him down.
Son of a bitch.
By the time the cops don't even have, Kurt's a ghost.
and Nick and Dale disappear with the cash. And finally, I am rescued from my hellish captivity.
Where's my dad?
And a week later, once the smoke clears, we'll be sitting poolside, splitting up the cash.
Look what came. Who's thirsty? Who wants some tequila?
Hey, whoa, Dale! Get your goddamn kids out of the fantasy!
What? Let them enjoy the pool. Let them enjoy the money, okay?
They're not even allowed at this pool. This is my kid's pool.
I can't turn my mind off or in my bed.
Will you stop it?
Guys,
come on. Let's not argue, okay? We came up with an awesome plan.
It is smart. It is mad creative.
You know, your voice continued to impress me. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. You came up with most of it, though.
I did not, Nick. Did. That is a lie. It was a team effort. You came up with that whole going into the garage, losing the signal.
Yeah, that was good.
That was brilliant.
That was good.
Gertie came up with the dark phone business.
That's
right?
Some Grand Theft Auto.
Genius.
Yeah,
thank you.
Dale, I had the thing where you go on the zip line to the trampoline to the skateboard.
Nick shot that down, though, if you remember.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea.
It was a bad idea. It really was. You had a lot of bad ideas, though, that led to good ideas, and that is value.
Thanks, man.
All right, Nick. Look, my word is still good. You know, if you don't think it can work, we call it off. It's up to you, buddy.
Where do we get some untraceable phones?
There we go! That's right!
Prepaid with bitcoins. Jail broken. 100% untraceable.
We got it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, so, thank you.
Good luck out there, boys.
Why are you?
I just said good luck.
No,
but you said it.
Sinister
you
giggle,
said it was a little sinister giggle.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that maybe you guys might want a little advice.
Boss, that was predictable.
No thanks.
Say, you know what, then? Get the fuck on.
Right, that's right. Get the fuck on.
Yeah,
let's go.
Wait, I don't like that. Now I want to hear what he has to say.
Oh, now you want to hear.
Shit.
You got one on the hook.
Give it to him. It's going to cost you 51% share of your company.
You're out of your fucking mind.
It's going to cost you 2% share of your company.
Yeah,
it's so weird how you negotiate. It's just
probably you can have that.
There's a like middle ground.
Here's the advice, young man. Y'all criminals.
It's never good advice.
Okay.
Is it?
It's not
always
true.
Like,
actually,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
we're not criminals.
We got
we were screwed
right.
over
we
and we tried to
shut right. the fuck up. See, you can't have this both ways. Every time you guys come in here, you're like, oh, we're just a bunch of happy-go-lucky guys. You know, once again, through no fault of our own, we found ourselves in another pickle that we can't get our fingers out of our asses. Fuck that chicken shit. You're fucking criminals. You tried to kill your bosses. One of them ended up dead. Now you want to perpetrate a kidnapping? You three are the craziest motherfucking criminals I've ever seen in my life. You want to pull this shit off? You gotta act like it.
Word. Oh, that was embarrassing. We're trying to do a super cool slow-mo walk, guy.
Come on, man.
Easy. No, it's over.
Where
let's go.
Where you going, man?
Moronic
Come
idea.
On, man.
More
than
that.
You gotta stick with it.
Should I beat myself up a little bit
no,
more?
No.
Just tell me, you just tell me more. Just go ahead and just make the call, right?
Hold on. Before we kick this thing off, can I just say something?
I'm not really good at this kind of thing, you know? My mom died when I was 4, and, you know, when you're raised by Bert Hansen, most of your friends are shitheads. Yeah, I know I dragged you guys into this, but I'm not sorry. Because I'm really glad I met you guys. Anyway, I want you guys to have this.
What is it?
It's an actual thing from Predator.
Predator the movie.
Yep. I want you to have it here.
For real?
Yeah, I swear to God. Do you like Predator?
Yeah, I like Predator.
Curdy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Predator too. I mean, also, not the sequel.
Nick?
Oh, well, I didn't like Predator when I first saw it, but it grew on me quite a bit. I like Predator a great deal.
Are we talking about him, or are we talking about Predator?
I'm terrible with metaphors.
Let's just make the phone call.
It was
Let's
lost on
the
me.
Call. Sorry. For most kind of call.
Yeah. Mike, you got that stack of cash?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Now I want you to sashay up to the 4th Street Bridge. You're going to find a fence there about halfway up. Why don't you take a load off?
And you bring the amount that we agreed upon, and you come alone.
And if you do, you will find your son returned home lickety-splickety.
4th Street Bridge is going to have him drop it over the side. And I want every inch covered, but everyone holds a safe distance.
Yeah, but not too safe a distance, understand? This bag is your number fucking one priority.
Well, actually, your son's life is our number one priority.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. Visual.
Bridge is still clear, Chief. Hanson approaching. ETA, 2 minutes.
The blade is in position.
Majestic, in position.
I am in. Killshot is in position.
Whoa, Killshot?
Yeah, I want to be Killshot.
And you are Killshot, dude. I love it.
That's a pretty sweet name there, Nick.
Ooh, easy, easy. We don't want to use real names if we're using code names, Dale.
Don't say my name either, Kurt.
Well, mine was an accident. Yours was clearly on purpose there.
I don't
Sorry.
Think yours was an accident.
What
I
are you talking about?
You know, why are we on the walkie-talkies? We're in the same room. Come on.
We're checking the equipment.
We don't need to check the equipment. He's on a TV remote control.
No, I mean, I was trying to participate. I didn't have anything
to do. Hey, whoa, wait. Hold up. The blade's got a visual. He's here. He's here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Killshot, make the call.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Hey, who's calling you?
I don't know. It's blocked.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
It's me, Dickless.
Hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to call the dark phone.
I did. You've got it in your hand. You were supposed to take that into the bench.
No, that's not...
Oh, wait.
Bert has Kurt's phone with our contact information on it.
And all the pictures of us from when we used to be friends.
Knock it off. Okay, look, this is no big deal, all right? We'll just punt. We'll do it tomorrow, all right? I mean, as long as we don't call the phone, he'll never find it.
I found it.
What? How?
You're screwed.
Wait. I got an idea, okay? I'm going to call that phone. If he's talking on it,
yeah,
he's not
call my phone. Call my number.
Right, what's your number? What's your number?
You don't know my phone number?
I don't know my phone number.
Well, I don't know it. I never call myself.
I know both of your numbers. Area code 326.
That's all I need.
Okay.
That's all
yes,
I need. I got it there.
Know.
I got it there. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. All right.
Call coming in.
Roar by Katy Perry. These guys are confident.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, look at the grasshopper found himself a blade of grass to sit upon.
Too much shit. Hello.
Let's get this over with, pretend cowboy.
Yeah, now listen, I need you to proceed to
the Mandrake Hotel. I need you to go underground into the park, and I need you to get to spot 4421. You're going to see a big old bag there. Fill it up with that money. And then I need you to proceed north on the Figueroa and await further instructions.
And don't think that we don't know you got the law with you, because that's something that we do know, all right? So if any of them cavalry follow you down in the garage, I'm personally going to stick a hot poker so far up your son's ass, I'm going to pop his teeth like popcorn!
See, we're back on track.
That's not right. Good.
I got to get that phone back. There's so many dick pics on there.
Really?
Yeah, not all mine, you know.
Okay, guys, it's game time trap. You should be here in less than 10 minutes. How we doing, Kurt?
Almost done.
Where are the bellhop costumes?
The what?
The bellhop costumes. Aren't we dressed as bellhops when we escape with the money? Like, we come out of the hotel.
What are you talking about? This place doesn't even have bellhops.
It doesn't?
No.
I thought there was supposed to be some sweet out.
No, there's no bellhop costumes.
What the fuck are these, man?
It's not Halloween time. It's the best I could do on short notice.
It's not scary.
Hey, guys, how do I look?
Who the hell are you?
What, it's me, Kurt.
I know that part.
That looks terrible. You don't look like Bert. You look like Mark Twain. Guys, none of this is like I pictured it when we were planning it.
Yeah,
everything was so much cooler.
No, it'll be good. It just doesn't look good from a distance.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, let's just do what we got to do. Do it confidently and be fine. Here we go.
Oh.
Hi, boys.
Oh, hi.
You staying at the hotel, or is this your hotel, or you staying here?
I've been keeping my eye on you since you broke into my office. I don't know what's going on here, and I don't give a shit.
Julia, why are you here? What do you want?
I think you know what I want.
No.
I'm not going to sleep with you. Why can't this crazy bitch get it through her head? I'm not sleeping with
you. Keep it respectful. Sorry about that. Don't call her that.
All right, look, I'm going to make this really simple. I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to send you all to jail.
Don't do that.
Oh, come on.
Unless Dale plows me.
Why? Why me? What is so special about me?
That's a fair question. Everybody's wondering.
I am.
Did you ever collect anything, Dale?
Boy, don't get me going on this.
What do I collect?
Yeah. A ton of the stuff.
I mean, like the Pedia Brown.
Like new Beanie Babies, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that was a Battlestar. All right, fine. I collect some stuff. Why?
Okay, well, I collect cocks.
Cogs?
Julia. Cocks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right up here. I've got quite an impressive trophy room filled with cocks.
Right in there. Oh.
And at night when I close my eyes, I reflect on them, I alphabetize them. Dust them.
Why are they dusty?
But there's one little problem, Dale. See that space? That empty space above the fireplace? See that?
You got a cock missing?
That's reserved for the only man who's ever said no to this since I was 11 years old. It's you, Dale. My white whale.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. That's sweet, I guess. But hey, here's an idea. My friend Kurt here, this guy loves to plow, and maybe he could jump in for me and...
Absolutely. No, I could pinch plow. Yeah, I got a real green thumb.
No, please. No, time out. Julia, I think we all know this is just the addiction talking, and if you're looking for something more than just a quick fix, I can provide you something that's very meaningful, something long-lasting.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about us. You know what I'm talking about.
Us? All of us?
No.
That's even better.
No.
More the merrier.
Julia.
I love this idea. You guys got a lot of stuff sticking out. I got a lot of holes going in. Just at one point of the night, you better make sure that one is in this one. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go freshen up. Why don't you guys suck each other off to get ready?
All right, here we go.
What are you doing?
She's making us fuck her.
Well, I'm not going to fuck anyone.
Thank you.
I am willing to make love to her if that is what is required here.
Are you serious?
Can I borrow this razor?
Yeah, go nuts.
Any requests? Landing strip? Dinner roll?
Whatever's there, we're in a rush. Thanks.
Look, I don't want to commit adultery with my wife. I'm sorry.
No, it's not adultery if you're doing it to save your family.
True.
Okay? I mean, do you really think Stacy and your little girls are going to wait around for you while you're in prison for 30 years?
They're not.
Oh, they're not. Can we just, like, come up with some kind of plan, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We got a plan. I got a plan. Okay, here we go. Areas. I'll go butt, face, puss.
I cannot go in the puss. That's going to make me the most guilty.
Yeah, no, good call, good call. Okay, how about this? How about butt, face, puss?
Yeah, that's where I should be.
No, I'm trying to talk about a way where I don't have... Wait, that's actually good.
Right?
Because maybe if we're, like, switching positions constantly...
There you go.
She'll lose track of who's where.
Yeah, like, and then I'm
not, like show game. Exactly. Right, right. Okay, and then I can just, like, motorboard her boobies, right? And then, like,
we
you know, smack on her butt.
So long as it's... Nothing is done in a cheap or degrading way.
Of course not. We'll
no,
be
I don't know if I can fuck her, dude. I don't know if I can fuck her.
Just think about your wife and your girls, all right?
That's true. Yeah, right. I'll think about my little girls. I can get it done.
All right.
Stacy.
Oh, no.
Hey, how did you find me here?
Been there a while?
Find my iPhone.
Oh.
I knew you were cheating on me.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
We're just trying to stay out of prison.
Exactly.
Prison?
No, no one's going to prison.
No, of course not. Because we're going to kidnap someone.
Kidnap
me? No. Okay, first of all, the man kidnapped himself, honey.
Exactly right. Fourth
Jail
wouldn't even do...
I didn't even want to do
it. I would ask those guys.
I said,
look,
you're
going
to make me the most guilty. Shut up. You're not helping me. Shut up. Okay, look, this is such a stupid thing, honey, and easy, and nothing sexual is even happening here.
Come on, Dale, this pussy isn't going to eat itself.
Julia?
Stacy! And the babies. Look at those babies. Oh, Dale, they look just like you.
Listen to me for one second.
You are sick!
I'm not sick!
Do not follow me!
Can I just explain to you? Oh, fucking bitch.
Sorry, I really didn't mean for that to happen.
Okay, Julia, you want to fuck?
Yeah.
Why not, right? You know, my marriage is over. It's basically ruined, so how about I ruin that pussy? That sound good?
Wait, no. Your face.
I'm puss.
Yeah. Oh, no. This one's all mine.
What?
What's that, bitch? Let's do it in the shower, huh?
Yeah, boy.
Is that what you want? Nice and wet in here?
Yeah.
All right, boys. I can't save my marriage from prison, right?
No, you great, Dale.
Let's roll.
We lost the wire.
Yes.
Should we send in an unmarked?
We can't risk it. We'll hold here.
Hello! How did you...
Stop.
Hey!
What the fuck is
do not need that sass mouth. What I need is that sack of cash, and get it over here. Don't throw it at me. You slot it. Do it again. No, we'll keep it here.
Shit.
Holy shit.
Look at that.
We did it.
That's a pretty bag.
Woo. Okay, all right. Hey, I'll also take that damn mobile telephone you took from the underbottom with that park bench.
What?
The cell phone. Get it. Cell phone
over to him. Now, that fancy jacket and that snappy tie. Get him off. Get him over.
No.
Did you say no?
She said no.
Hey, we got... Don't you make me use this six-shooter.
Man's got a shooter now.
You make me sick. You're what's wrong with America. Everyone just wants a handout. Take, take, take. From the people who earn their money honestly.
All right, let's stop chit-chatting now. The man does have a gun.
A real lip on you. I will shoot you in the chest.
Well, go ahead, shoot me. You don't have the balls.
Yeah, he does. He got big old balls.
Big mouth, nothing behind it.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
What is
oh my god.
You shot him.
No, I didn't. Yes, that was not supposed to be
mine. What do you mean you threw it?
That's not my fault.
I didn't.
Oh my god.
Man, you can see the faces right now. Are you sort of blaming each other?
What's happening right now?
I'm fucking you over.
No, but we're all friends now.
You know we are, but what a great twist, right? I mean, at first, I was just going to take all the money and throw you guys under the bus, right? I mean, come on, duh. But then when Dad called the cops and proved he doesn't give a fuck about me, I realized, why just take a few of his millions when I can inherit all of them and you guys can take the fall for it, right? Because in minutes, the police will be down here and discover that you three killed my poor father with a gun that you stole from my room. You abducted me.
That is a lie!
He knows.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take it from here. Sorry, Rex. But we got you.
If I just take a few of his millions, what I can inherit all of them, and you guys can take the fall for
him. Ooh. Checkmate, bitch.
All right, here. Let's have it.
Yeah. No, I'm all right. Sorry. Thanks, man.
Didn't want to hold on to that for 2 more minutes?
No, that was a gift.
Nick, did you park the Prius in the back alley?
I sure did, right?
Did you have the keys?
You go.
I'm really proud of you guys. I mean, seriously, you pulled together. You worked like a team, just like we planned. Dale, we had a lot of laughs. I really appreciate it. I mean, you made me smile. Nick, I want you to smile more. You know, look at those frown lines. Take a vacation. Lighten up. Kurt, I think I'm going to miss you the most.
Oh.
Why?
Okay.
Bye. Catch.
No, don't. God,
don't. Shit, I'm sorry. No. I just have good hands. Fuck. Wait, hang on a second. Hey, freeze. Freeze.
Damn, come on. You think I'd give you a loaded gun?
Oh, shit.
Okay, seriously, I got to get going. I got to wait to be saved at the warehouse by the cops. See ya.
Well, good luck talking to the cops. You have your dad's blood all over your... Oh.
Can we not keep anything
fuck
to ourselves?
I'm so sorry.
What did I do? You're friends with him. You introduced me to him.
We're not going to be afraid of an unloaded gun, Rex, you dipshit.
Got bullets. Got bullets. Fuck. What the hell?
Kurt, what are you, a 32X?
Oh, dear God, he's going to rape us.
No.
Oh, you just want
my... No, he just wants the pen. Oh,
I'm shitting aside you guys have ever fucking had.
What are you talking about?
Oh, this guy's dead now.
Yeah, I know that.
What are we going to do with that?
We should have stayed cogs in the wheel.
This is taking too damn long. This isn't about the bag. This is a goddamn drop. Move in. Everybody move in now.
Take off the incriminating pants, Kurt.
What are you talking about? Run around my fucking underwear? Come on, why don't we just throw the body in the trunk? We got $5 million cash. There's police everywhere. We're not going to get away with it.
Grab the bag. Get the fuck in.
Why?
We're going to lead the cops to that warehouse before your boy gets in. If they see him out walking free, they just might believe your ass. Let's go.
Get the money.
Straight out of character.
those idiots. I knew I never said anything about kidnapping.
Come on, let's go!
Pretty sure following us is already a part of their plan.
Come on, you never know.
Alright. Seatbelt situation in here?
I got mine.
Put them on. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Turn around.
Stop the car. Who the fuck you texting?
I'm texting my lady.
What is this?
I'm texting to go crazy.
Hey, you're a CIA!
By the way, what the hell were you doing back there in that garage in the first place?
What's that now?
Holy shit.
What?
You were down there to steal the ransom money, weren't you?
Listen, I don't steal.
What the fuck does that mean? What were you doing in the garage, motherfucker?
All right, look, I was thinking there was a chance to drop my ghost down so that guy would kill all three of y'all. And in such a scenario, you'd rather me have the cash than him.
You're better than Anthony. You're better than
Anthony. Motherfucker! I was honoring your potential death.
Honoring your potential death? What are we,
sterilized? Wait, hold on. Oh, all right. Hey, right.
What the fuck are these assholes doing?
Did they get that?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
What is this shit you're carrying around
there? Oh, yeah, what is that?
My kitties.
Oh, yeah, you got kittens, huh?
What the fuck, I can't have kittens?
What? Why are you always jumping at me? It's just weird you're hauling around a cat stand, man. Hey, can I hop out and piss really quick?
No, you cannot. We're in a car chase.
Super long train. I feel like I can get it done.
There's a lot of freight.
Just too goddamn easy.
I feel like I could have missed by now.
Let him go.
Hop out really quick.
Open the door. Get him out.
Caboose coming.
Ah, shit.
Shit.
loving this fence now, ain't you?
Yeah, no, I've definitely come around to the whole
thing. I would have loved this seatbelt, too.
Well, what's the next part of the plan, motherfucker?
Put your guns down.
Okay. All right, we didn't kill anybody, I swear to God.
I don't give a goddamn. You tell it to the judge.
We didn't kidnap anybody either. The guy kidnapped himself. He's going to be sneaking in here any second.
Yeah, Henry, you're supposed to be tied up to that chair right there.
That's right. Right behind you.
Who? Him?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks bad.
This fucking gun.
You got to believe us.
That said, those three, they tortured me, and then they said they were going to kill my dad.
Over some business.
That's garbage.
No.
Tell me you're so kidding.
Sorry, son.
No!
I'm waiting.
His father, he's a very strong
man. Don't fire.
Get on the ground.
I can't let you find that acting, though, man. It's good, but it's fucking...
You have a right to remain silent, assholes. You have the right to an attorney, asshole. Yep.
Hey, that's my phone! He has my phone! That's the phone Bert had on the bench!
Check that phone! If he was tied up here the whole time, how could Rex have the same phone?
Check the deck!
Face one's back!
Yes, they got it. We're going around.
Check it!
It's the same ringtone, sir.
Yeah, that's my phone. I have the same ringtone. It's an inspiring ringtone. So you were here this whole time with a cell phone? You didn't bother to call the police?
Ah!
Shut the fuck up. Let me see.
I said, let me see it.
Everybody move the fuck off.
Yeah, it looks pretty guilty now, right? Definitely suspect.
You got your fucking guns.
You shoot this prick right now.
You drop your guns or I'll blow his fucking head off. You hear me? Move.
Oh, shit, he's gonna get away with it.
This guy doesn't quit.
He's incredibly resilient.
You. He's in the car.
You're in the car.
This fucking guy. This fucking guy took everything from me. Calm down, Dale.
No, fuck this fucking guy. He took my wife.
All right, step away.
He took my kids. I'm going to do something about this.
What are you going to do?
Look who's the predator now, bitch.
Dale, what are you doing?
Cuff this crazy asshole and beat the shit out of him while you're at it.
Oh, wow.
What was that?
Yeah, let's put this down now. What was the plan here, bro?
I don't know. I just overreacted. It's not even sharp.
Yeah, adrenaline. I get it.
Is this crazy?
You got hit right in the fucking chest.
Yes, but it's going to be fine, okay?
No. I don't know about that, man. That's a lot of blood.
Don't listen to him. Fuck. Hey, you're going
to
make it.
Hey, Dale, yes. If you want help, listen to him. If you want the truth, I'm your fucking guy.
This is bad news. We got some help over here.
Don't worry, son. We're going to get you fixed up.
Oh, Jesus
Christ, that's a big fucking hole.
Oh, I'm gonna go to this light right here.
You gotta go, man.
Please don't let me die with him, Tommy.
I'll take care of Stacy and your boys.
It couldn't be more annoying.
It worked, though. Look at that. Yeah, how are you doing?
You okay, pal? You've been drifting in and out, but it's nice to hear you talking, huh?
So what are the doctors saying? Am I going to die?
Yes.
No.
We're all going to die, Nick. He's old enough to know that.
Very touch and go, but you're going to be fine. Yeah, the doctor's going to let you out of here now that you're up.
That's good.
They did have to give you Bert's heart, though. Saved your life.
Oh, my God.
You okay with that?
No.
He's kidding.
We're both kidding.
That's good. That heart would have been too old for me anyway. How long was I out?
2 years.
Really?
4 days.
That's better.
Why did you play it? I thought we were going to say 2 years or
something. No.
Just
we've got a woman president.
Shit.
Look who's here. He's talking.
Oh, yeah.
We're
talking. We'll leave you guys alone.
Hi. Please, hi. Let me explain everything to
no,
you.
No, no, sweetie.
So many misunderstandings.
Okay. It's okay. Julie explained everything.
No, don't talk to her.
No. She told me everything that she put you through because of her affliction.
Her affliction?
It's just so heartbreaking what she's been through.
Hi.
She also told me that my husband is the only one that ever resisted her.
Okay.
Dale, you are one lucky man. Your wife is so understanding and caring.
Right.
So beautiful.
She has been so supportive with the babies and helpful.
It's the least I can do to make amends for my bad behavior.
Okay.
Okay, baby, I'm going to find Dr. Mike and tell him that you're talking.
Okay, good. Yeah, go get the doctor because I'm feeling a little, what is going on here? What's up? So I'm off the hook? There's no more white whale business or any of that?
Mm-hmm. No more. You're off the hook.
Really?
Did you know that when men are in a coma, they can still get an erection? It's true, Dale. Coma boners.
Coma boners?
Lots and lots of coma boners. Think about it.
All right, well, I better go. I'm booking a spa day for me and Stacy.
I'm gonna fuck your wife, Dale.
No. No, you're not. Hang on. No.
Hey, there she is.
Boy.
Look fantastic. You know, been sending you a lot of unanswered texts.
That's not how you catch them, all right?
I think this is gonna fuck my wife.
Gonna fuck? I thought you already did.
Yeah, that horse may have bust a barn.
I figured those guys have been bumping tacos for the last few days.
Super touchy-feely lately.
I can't process this. This is too much. Anyway, so, what's even going on? What happened? Did we get in trouble with the police, or?
We did, yeah. Yeah, we got arrested for a long list of felonies. Mm-hmm.
But because you took a bullet for the detective, DA got rid of a lot of the biggies.
Dropped some charges. Nice.
You're like our little Kevin Costner. You're our bodyguard.
Pretty sweet. All right, so I'm guessing we saved the business.
Nope, we did not.
We did not.
The bank foreclosed a couple days ago.
Going once, going twice, sold. DA's commercial trial.
But there's good news, too. The guy who bought the company is keeping us on the run.
Once a month there, and then in the wholesale department, if we bring that down to $300, you've got...
Hola, Lupe.
La orden ya la vamos a completar para la revista en el cielo, la...
SkyMall?
Sí, SkyMall. Esa, ya está lista.
Great, that's great news. SkyMall order is ready to ship.
And Ross is going to love that.
Yes, he will. Let's go show him these great numbers, too. Come on.
Are we happy with these numbers?
I mean, they're pretty good.
We can do better. Oh, my God. I just realized. You actually thought you were bringing me good news. The three of you walked in here with little smiles on your fucking pathetic faces. Why were you born? Why were the three of you born? It's like looking at you is like looking out over the Grand Canyon of ineptitude. I mean, it's a wonder your parents didn't smother you when you... Where are you
going? See you next week,
Bob. No. I have an idea. Why don't you try a suicide pact? And I'm not talking about throwing yourself off a building or some sleeping pill fucking shit. I'm talking about you can fuck each other to death. Where the fuck do you think you're going? I own you.
How you like me now?
Well, we have several franchise opportunities available in your area, but purchasing a store requires significant upfront investment.
Well, in that case... Start me off at three locations.
I'm sure that we can accommodate you, Mr. Jones.
Please. Mr. Jones, that's my daddy. Call me motherfucker.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now?
Every good guy.
How you like me now?
Okay, first you tie up Rex in one of those abandoned warehouses off there. First, we're going to tie up Rex and fuck off, everyone. As soon as Bert's car is underground, the police lose. Bert's car goes underground, right? Police lose the signal from the wire.
Do you guys validate parking? Not you personally, obviously. That would be racist.
You're going to pull into space 4421. I gotta call you back.
The bank foreclosed 2 days ago.
Hey, but there is good news.
Really?
Really?
We need to talk to somebody who's legitimate. We need to find someone who can get us our company back. I can't take you to the next scene any better than that.
Well, then I would marry Daniel Craig, I'd fuck Sean Connery, and kill Timothy Dalton. I would marry Ed Helms, fuck Bradley Cooper, and kill Zach Galifianakis. Marry Crackle, fuck Snap, kill Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh my God, do you know what this looks like?
What?
It looks like we don't know what we're doing.
Boy, I'd love it if you stopped saying my name.
Wait, hang on a second. Hey, freeze! Guess he's got the gun now.
Me.
Where do you think he learned it? Maybe from the first movie.
Get that chair ready. That's a quick tinkle, all right?
Oh, but I'm thirsty. Save me a shake.
I just can't say it.
So you want to use the ransom? What is it?
Y'all plan to use the ransom to save y'all business.
I just like to hear you say it.
Come on, man. Help me help you get revenge on my ass.
Or convert
my ass. You have to take what's yours in this. I mean, you have to take what's yours in this life.
Take it.
Grab it. You will pass your empty, sackless ball sacks.
Shriveled sacks, they're shriveled. I should know that, just looking at you.
That's your credit picture right there.
Here comes the heavy.
No dog shit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Might be your acting.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you do?
Like cool shit like this.